The Old Viaduct in the Woods by Asa Williams. Read by Alan Brown. I went to the old viaduct this morning, the one in the woods between Durham and Belmont. Dawn was stretching her lazy rose-tinted fingers over the horizon as we slipped past the private property signs, rolled under the frosted barbed wire, and slunk through the farmland. Then, having slipped through the unlocked door onto the ancient viaduct, 100 feet in the air, the big sky opened itself to us and loomed above the universe. Boulders were pebbles, and the flumes of the river's rapids were reduced to distant spray. We stood there until 6 in the morning, with a rising sun yawning above us, when we climbed down to the riverbank, under the great arches, hurtling from one rocky crag to another. Along the little deer paths and down the steep hills, soil slipping from under our soles and into the void below. We marched through the thick woods and next to the erythral breath of Father Time. James leapt from tree to tree, crossing fairy bridges with the forest as his slackline. Mist rose from the river, and my great shaggy beard froze in the morning air. The sun had broken the horizon and split across the sky. It caught the silhouette of the mountains in the distance, lighting the day for whatever dwelt up there. Since the stories of the Lambton Worm, as long ago as that may have been, we kept clear of them. Despite ancestral memories, we all secretly ache to be the one to suggest to the others that we should go and watch the sunrise from one of the worn and broken pinnacles, dragon in the hills or not.